Peace and grace to you all from the morning congregation. My name is Lucas. I am the chair of council here at Grandview. I'm inviting Tim Dickow to come up. He's been the church pastor here at Grandview.
I've got a letter that I'm going to read to you tonight. To all of you, just over a year ago, my burnout and growing alcohol abuse were exposed after I had an accident with our van. And when our denomination gave me a year's suspension of my ministerial credentials, it became for me a year of recovery, rest, and reflection. And while I was on leave from my role as pastor here, many individuals, including many of you, sent cards or notes and shared words of encouragement, which I genuinely appreciate, and I want to thank you again for those. As I reflect upon the year, I recognize that this has not been an easy year for the church leaders, and I'm saddened by how much time and energy this process has taken from leadership. This process with the church at times has also been difficult for me and for my family. On the other hand, this year off has been a gift to me in that I've had time and space to reflect upon God's call upon my own life. And this year has given me space to slowly let go of a job that I have genuinely loved most of the time. A significant shift for me came during a week-long retreat I spent with the Jesuit community in Guelph early this last fall. And following that week, and after prayer and dialogue with those close to me, I've come to the decision to resign as church pastor. While there's some grief in stepping back from the work here as pastor, work that has shaped me, I have confidence that God is inviting me to step into some new roles that give me the opportunity to share what we have learned here. And I'm excited to take up these new roles, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it with Lucas in a moment. As I look back over these past 30 years, my heart overflows with gratitude. For it's here as part of this community that I've learned to be a pastor and that we have learned to become a church. A church which has sought to take up the vision of God's kingdom here in East Vancouver. These years have seen us transition from a very small group that had almost given up to one that's regained a vibrancy and passion around a neighborhood vision of hospitality and transformation. And that new life led to the development of many initiatives that began as wild and crazy dreams, but through which through prayer and hard work and the Spirit's ever-present guidance, resulted in some of those dreams becoming a reality and taking root. These included dreams of sharing life together in homes and proximity to one another, dreams of providing homes for refugees, dreams of building affordable community housing over top our parking lot, dreams of developing meaningful work for those without it, dreams of seeking a more just city, dreams of opening up our buildings so that community could be formed around meals and music and art and interaction with Scripture. And during these last three decades, we have grown from one struggling congregation to become two vibrant congregations that have nurtured these dreams and shared a common vision for our own and our city's transformation. Now, along the way, we have sometimes faced huge obstacles or become overstretched. Indeed, that was my experience in the couple years preceding my accident, and for some of you this year. These places of challenge are not new, however. At various points in my 30 years, there were a good number of occasions where we wondered if the obstacles were too big, the conflicts were too damaging, the disappointments too deep. Occasions where we wondered if we would continue to find our way together towards God's good purposes. And yet at each of these difficult junctures, the Spirit has led us from darkness to light as we took up practices of confession, forgiveness, reconciliation, and obedience to the one who leads us. Over these last three decades, God has brought so many wonderful, incredible people to join in this adventure. In the past weeks, I've been reflecting about some of the names and faces of those who departed, as well as those of you present now, and I couldn't help but smile over and over again. I'm grateful for how so many people have contributed to living out our vision as a church. People have used their gifts to work for God's kingdom in our common efforts and in your personal places of influence and work. And I'm grateful, too, for the ways that you've all contributed to my life personally. As I resign, I want to offer this word of encouragement. I believe with all my heart and am full of hope that the God we meet in Jesus will continue to lead us through any present difficult obstacles and challenges we face towards God's promised good future. Indeed, hope is different from optimism. Optimism is a disposition that some people have or we may have sometimes and not others, but hope is based on something. And our hope is based on the solid rock of a faithful God who demonstrates his faithfulness most clearly in Jesus' resurrection from the dead. While mere optimism can make us shy away from dark and difficult places, hope enables us to wade into the most broken places with a trust that God's good will emerge. It's in that light that my hope for all of you is that you will continue to share each other's joys and sorrows, disappointments and achievements, persisting and enduring with each other. And I want to encourage you to take the long view and work out what it means to share in God's mission of restoration and reconciliation in and for the generations to come. And the generations matter to me now that I'm a grandfather quite a bit. The prayer I've been praying for you all is this, that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Amen.
It's a significant moment for you. 30 years of doing anything is a formidable length of time and worth recognition, but these particular 30 years in this particular place, God's particular call on your life during those 30 years and your particular gifts have been uniquely transformative to many people here, to many people who have been through this church and are elsewhere now. So a few words of gratitude and then a couple questions for you. I'm grateful that this is not the last time we're going to hear from you, Council, and together with you, we're planning some discussions and chances to hear from you again in the fall or later in the year where you can help us to understand our history. And as you've shown today again, you have such a gift for helping us to understand where our story fits into the larger story and where our particular vision fits into the larger vision. And I'm really looking forward to those times with you. I'm looking forward to celebrating with you, and I'm grateful that we're going to have that in the spring, a chance to really celebrate 30 years of good ministry. I'm grateful for how we've been able to see God's vision for us through your pastoral leadership. And I'm grateful for the opportunities that you're going to have ahead of you to share that vision with a wider community. And so that's my first question. Can you tell us a little bit more about these job opportunities that are coming for you?
Yeah. Well, in April or May, I'm going to be taking up two new roles that really are interconnected. One is, the main one is to become the director of CityGate Leadership Forum. And CityGate Leadership Forum has kind of two primary aspects to its vision that I'm going to be leading. One is to help churches develop a parish kingdom vision along the lines of the kinds of things we've explored together, particularly around issues like housing, food security, and so forth. And so that will be one thing, is to mentor pastors pastors and church leaders along those lines. The second piece will be to develop and lead a year-long course, continuing education course for church leaders and pastors at the Center for Missional Leadership at UBC, connected with VST, where I will be leading and developing that again for a year-long course.
Thanks, Tim. As I mentioned earlier, in the spring, we're going to have a celebration for you. Now, you've been around for 30 years, so you've been to a celebration or two at Grandview. I'm curious which ones stand out in your memory. The party planning committee wants to know so that we can try to top it with your celebration.
Lucas kindly asked me this question to, you know, let me know that this question is going to be asked. So I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking three events that really stood out for me. One, early on in our time here, we had events celebrating our cultural origins, and I remember one in particular when we had just redone the floor in the basement. So you know it's been a while because that floor probably needs to be redone again pretty soon. But anyways, we were celebrating down there, and there was a Burmese folk dance from some folks from our church, and Zenith Bose did a snake dance from Bangladesh, and Ramsey Van Rooy from South Africa did break dancing and spun on his head three times, and something he hadn't done for quite a while. So I was thinking about that and thinking, you know, maybe Jake and Russell could work on that one and they could do that for us. Oh yeah, and then I do have enjoyed also the variety shows, because I enjoy them is because we don't take ourselves too seriously, and I think that's really important to have that kind of vision. And I have loved the music on those nights, and I do love the music when we in those nights especially, and because it kind of brings a big band together, and I love the ways that people the gifts they have in that way. I think, too, the main celebrations I like, though, are these Sundays. I think the Sunday gatherings where we gather and remember who we are and why we are together and what we're doing here and to worship God together are the things that give me the most life. And I think of the different special Sundays, the Lent and the Easter Sundays and so forth, and those are my favorite celebrations.
My last question for you is a two-parter. It's a big transition. How can we care for you in these coming weeks and months, and how can we pray for you?
Well, I think caring-wise, it's just nice to see, run into people in the neighborhood, to see folks here on Sundays, and so that's a good gift to us. I think prayer, I've appreciated Council's expressed commitment to restore me to worship and to fellow, to relationship and to my vocation over this last year. And I'd like prayer especially for the restoring of relationships. There's been some bumps and bruises along the way, both for church leaders and for me in this past year and our family. And so really prayer that those conversations would bring healing, a healing that would kind of reverberate out into the whole of the church.
Thanks, Tim. I'm going to invite Mark up to pray for you now.
Tim, we really praise God for these last 30 years and your prophetic and skilled ministry here at Grandview. It's going to be wonderful to tell those stories in the coming months. Looking forward to that. And I praise God for who God has created you to be. It's your loving heart and your prophetic vision and your love of the word. And yeah, I love you and we love you and we're grateful for you. And we just want to thank the Lord for you now. Jesus, we thank you for who you've created our brother Tim to be. The way that you love him, the way that he loves you, Jesus, and for the loving heart you've given him for people, for his prophetic vision, loving pastoral way, and his desire to see your kingdom come in this neighborhood and in every neighborhood. We thank you for who Tim is. And Jesus, we thank you so much for these 30 years of wonderful pastoral ministry here at Grandview. We're so grateful, Jesus. Be with us, Jesus, richly as we remember and tell stories and celebrate and give thanks in these coming months. Thank you for giving Tim and for giving Mary to this community these 30 years. That's a gift from you to us. Amen.